Avos Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalad 6:4. This is a famous Mishnah. I think it actually makes us a little uncomfortable. It says, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, this is the way of the Torah. Pas b'melach tochel, you'll eat bread with salt, that's all. Umayim b'mishura mishte, and measured water you will drink. V'al ha'art tishan, you'll sleep on the floor. V'chai tzar tichye, you'll live a life of suffering and privation. Uva Torah ata amel, and you will labor in Torah. Imata osai kein, ashrecha v'tovlach. If you do this, you'll be fortunate and it'll be good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you'll be fortunate in this world. V'tovlach l'olam haba, and it'll be good for you in the world to come. I'm going to pause here because some Mishnayos begin a new Mishnah at this point. So, this Mishnah, I think, doesn't make us comfortable. And part of the reason why is because, we're comfortable, and we don't want to be uncomfortable, and the Mishnah is advocating to be uncomfortable. And as the gap between how your every person lives and what this Mishnah is describing becomes bigger and bigger, so then the Mishnah's instructions become more and more uncomfortable because it requires a greater degree of self-sacrifice. Now, first of all, understand that according to Rashi's pshat here, the Mishnah is not talking to you, probably not talking to you. It's talking about people who are this poor. And the point is that even if you're this poor, don't aspire to get richer and leave the basement just to go work. No, just accept your lot and keep on going because it's not a good trade-off. It's not worth trading off your life of Torah for alleviating these discomforts. That's what Rashi says. I'll read to you inside. Rashi says, Pasa melech tochel, lo al ha'ashir hu omer. It's not talking to people who are wealthy. Sheya'amod b'chai etzar kadei lilmo Torah, saying, listen, you should leave your life of comfort and adopt a life of suffering so you can learn Torah in suffering. Elahachi kamar, what it means to say is, afilu ein la'adam ela pas b'melech v'chole, if you only have the ability to afford these simple things, ve'ein l'chakar v'kesas, you have dumga bedding to sleep on, etc. Okay, al yimane mela'asok ba, don't stop learning Torah. Just grin and bear it and keep going. And therefore, the Mishnah is not talking to us, says Rashi. And that's fine. But many others, perhaps most others, learn it's not quite that simple. Okay? And the reason it's not quite that simple is because the Mishnah does have a lot to tell us. Now, I think I'll read you the Rambam inside, how he deals with this. But before I do, I want to just frame it, and I think something which is kind of familiar, which is there's a mitzvah to be a Nazir. Okay? One who is a Nazir, amongst other things, he swears, he commits not to drink wine, let's say for 30 days. Other things too. Can't become tamei, can't cut his hair. But the main thing we're focusing here is the wine restriction. Now, at the end of his Naziris process, he brings, amongst other things, a korban chatas, a sin offering. The Gemara asks, what's with the sin offering? What's his sin? He was a Nazir. And the Gemara answers, well, he sinned in as much as he could have been drinking wine, and he restricted himself from it. And to restrict yourself from wine is in and of itself a crime against yourself, against Hashem. Hashem wants people to enjoy. He created a world like that, and to willingly forego that is a violation of a basic Jewish principle. The Torah's leading principle, Abai says, the leading principle is Darche Darche Noam. The Torah's ways are pleasant, and obviously the Mishnah is describing a fairly unpleasant life, a life of Tsar. Chai Tsar is not Noam, it's not pleasant, it's the contrary. It's one of unpleasantness, of privation and suffering. So, the paradigm, I think, is therefore, well, so what does the Torah want you to do? The Torah wants you to be a wine drinker and not be a Nazir? Okay, that's cool, but then why is there a mitzvah to be a Nazir? There's such a thing as being a Nazir, and the Nazir is considered to have elevated himself in certain ways. So, is that a mitzvah? How could it be? You can have it both ways. Either it's a mitzvah to refrain from wine on some level, or it's a mitzvah to enjoy wine on some level. And the answer is, well, there are two competing values. There's a value to elevate yourself, and if that means foregoing wine for a time, so be it. And there's a value to not make yourself suffer and enjoy the world created, and if that's what means to drink wine, so be it. You can't have it both ways, of course, and therefore the idea is maybe you have to forego one for the sake of the other, at least perhaps for a temporary time. And that, I think, is the approach you should look at, the framework by which you should see this Mishnah according to how the Rambam and others learn, which is the Torah doesn't advocate against having a comfortable, pleasant, good life. To the contrary, the Goran Haryo stuff, Yodama Base, says there's nothing wrong with a person enjoying both worlds, the world of comfort in this world and the world of divine recompense in Olam Haba. No problem with that at all. But there is a trade-off here, and the basic point of our Mishnah here, according to the Rambam and many others, is, listen, if you're focused on creature comforts, that's going to come at a price. And the price will be less time invested in your Amelus Batorah, and that's not a price worth paying. And therefore, a person should essentially trade off many of his luxuries, or maybe all of his luxuries, for the sake of Amelus Batorah. That's a trade worth making. And in fact, the Mishnah says, even in this world, Ashrecha, Ashrecha v'tov lach, Ashrecha v'olam hazeh, that's even a good trade-off in this world, let alone what the world to come. So now let me read you the Rambam inside so you see exactly what he says. The Rambam I'm reading here, there's actually two halachas I want to read you. The first is Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. And he's talking in the context of the Keser Torah and how a person can essentially commit to being Mukhtar, crowned with the crown of Torah, which is what is the greatest thing, and a person should aspire to do so. So he says, Mishnah Salibo Lekayim Mitzvah Zu Karoi. Anyone who now is inspired to seek to fulfill this mitzvah as it should be fulfilled, v'lios muchter bekeser Torah, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah. So, lo yasiach datu l'dvar macherim. The rule is, you have to be singly focused on Talmud Torah, and not be distracted by other things. Nothing else is going to matter. Talmud Torah is a massive undertaking, and therefore, if you're going to undertake it, you have to say this is the exclusion of everything else. V'lo yasim alibo shiyikne Torah im osher v'akavod ka'achas. You shouldn't have any sort of aspiration, you shouldn't even think that you'll be able to acquire Torah and at the same time have osher and kavod, wealth and honor, at the same time. It could happen, but it's not a thing. That's not what you should be aimed at. You have to essentially, there's nothing wrong with osher v'chavod, but the point is, you need to essentially push that aside in search of the dedication to the Talmud Torah. Kach hi darkesh al Torah. Now he quotes our Mishnah directly. This is the way for Torah, to achieve Torah, to attain Torah, the keser of Torah. Pasta melech tochel, ma'ab mishra teshtev, al ha'aretz tishan, v'chai tzara tichya, uv'torah ta'amel. Quote from our Mishnah directly. Then he says, finish up here, which is sounds like it's a little off topic, but it is the point here, which is, since the Torah is so immense, you have no choice but to be singly focused on it and to push everything else aside. Still, v'lo lecha malacha ligmor. It's not your obligation to get to the end of the task, because Torah is infinite. You won't get to the end. V'lota ben choren libatam mena. On the other hand, don't give up. You have to do your very best, and you are not at liberty to say, I'm excused from this task. No, you'll do your very best. V'mir besa Torah, hir besa sachar. And if you learn more Torah, to that extent that you learn more, you'll have more schar. That should be motivation. Vaschar lefia tsar, and the amount of reward you get, will be a function of your tsar. We saw this just a couple of Mishnayos ago, lefum tsar agrat, and the previous parak, that according to the effort you put in, the price you pay, the suffering you endure, the efforts and resources you commit, that will be your reward. So that's the Rambam's take over here, and that therefore is saying that the Mishnah is talking to us, and the Mishnah is saying you got to push aside whatever is being distracting, a distraction, so you can focus on your Talmud Torah, to the exclusion of all else. And if it means sleeping on the floor, so sleep on the floor. It's worth it. Now he has one other halacha I want to read to you, which is a little bit, it's related. Here he's actually focusing, it's halacha yud beis, he's focusing not on the acquisition of Torah as much as the retention of Torah. So you have to be constantly reviewing your learning and so on. So he says, v'ein divrei Torah miskayim b'misha merape atzmo aleihem. Anyone who is lax and lazy with his approach to Torah and reviewing his Torah and learning his Torah, so the Torah is not going to stick with him. And you won't find Torah retained amongst those who learn in a state of luxury. And they're learning while they're eating and drinking. No. The people who have Torah are the people who have self-sacrifice, who kill themselves over Talmud Torah. Umitzar gufo tamid. They push their bodies to their limits, even if the back hurts and it's cold outside. Doesn't matter. You push. V'lo yiten shnas le'enav lafapav tenuma. He doesn't let his eyes sleep and doesn't give his eyelid slumber. He pushes on. Amru chacham derech remez. And the chacham said, with an allusion, they saw in a pasuk, Zos ha-Torah amos chiyamas pa'ohel. This is the Torah, a person when he dies in the tent, that's taken, it's a rem, it's taken out of context, the context about Tumat Torah, but the point here is, a person is, the says the Rambam here, Ein ha-Torah miskayemas el b'misha memis atzma ba'olei chokhma. You only find Torah amongst those who kill themselves in the tents of wisdom. Okay, so the idea here is that you just can't, Torah requires dedication, ultimate dedication, and if to the extent that you're sort of taking it easy and seeking comforts, forget the fact that will cost you your schar because of the fum tzara agra, but more than that, just Torah will not be miskem. Torah is not miskem mitoch idun, in terms of luxury, either by rather me who essentially kill themselves, right, who have, you know, pushed themselves to the limit to have Torah. So that is, of course, a message to every single Jew. And therefore, while it's true, Rashi is saying that every Jew has to learn Torah, even if he's very poor, those of us who aren't so poor as to have to sleep on the floor without a pillow, we still have to, if we want Torah, and we are mitzvah in attaining this, we're going to push, it requires pushing aside all these other luxuries altogether, and just essentially deal with the bare minimum so that you can, you know, you can focus on Talmud Torah. And I'll end, the Derech Chaim has an interesting diuk in the Mishnah itself. And he sees from that sort of a limud, a technique in how to succeed in this incredible ultimate challenge. He says, look, when you read the Mishnah, it says, Kach yidarka shel Torah, pasu melech tochel, you will, this is future tense, eat bread with salt. Umay mishura tishte, you will, in the future tense, drink measured water. Vala arts tishan, you will, future tense, sleep on the floor. Vachay tsar tichya, you will live a life of privation, future tense. Ubatora ata amel, and in Torah you will labor, present tense. Not te amel, but amel. And the idea here is that focus on the here and now. The here and now is, it's time to learn. Push everything else aside. You're hungry, later. You're tired, later. And that's the idea is, don't worry, in the future, if push comes to shove, when you need to, you need to. But until then, you're focused on the present. And the technique is that if you're thinking now about what I'm going to eat later on, how I'm going to sleep later on, what's going to be later on, you're not in the moment, you're not currently involved in a melech b'torah. You have to be yamus ba'ohel, dead to the world. Only that matters right here, right now, is your Talmud Torah. And later on, you'll deal with it. When the Rambam said back in the halacha, you don't find Torah amongst those who are, you know, eating and drinking while learning, it's not saying that you can't eat and drink. It's saying when it's Seder time, you don't eat and drink. When it's time to eat lunch, there's no problem with learning over lunch, right? That's maybe how you want to eat while learning. But what you learn, you don't learn while eating.